For advertising, this is Tiffany.
Hey there. My name is Rob Smithsonian, and I recently applied for a job.
Okay, great. How may I help you with that?
Well, I just wanted to let the powers that be know that I'm not going to be needing the job there after all.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I turned my resume in for a job, but I don't need it now.
Okay, that's wonderful.
The reason is because I'm rich.
That's good for you.
Yeah, I just found out I hit the lottery, and I'm a multimillionaire. Woo!
Okay, you know what, Rob, was it? I have a lot of phone calls that I have to get to.
Yeah, I know. I got a lot of phone calls I need to get to, too, because I just won the lottery, and I'm rich, so I won't be needing a job there.
Okay, yeah, that's the second time you told me. I heard you the first time.
Yeah, it's crazy. Basically, now I'm too rich to work.
So you're too rich to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for you.
Yeah, actually, I just thought about it. With the amount of money that I won in the lottery, I could have probably hired a personal assistant to make this phone call. What am I even doing on the phone right now?
Is there a point to this, Rob? You just want me to pull your resume out?
Yeah, I want you to pull my resume out because I don't even want to interview for the job because I don't need one because I'm rich.
I got that.
Okay. Just curious, hey, if you won the lottery like I did and suddenly became a multimillionaire, what would you do with the money?
I have no idea. Is that
it's
all?
It's funny. You took a second to think like what you would do if you were suddenly rich, but I actually am rich.
Okay, Robert, it seems to me that you're just calling me to tell me how rich you are, and I don't think it's about the job at all, so.
No. I was concerned because I don't want them to call me. Like, they're going to waste their precious time calling a multimillionaire when they don't need to. So it was more about the resume and less about the money, but I knew you were interested, so I thought I'd tell you.
Actually, I didn't ask you about your financial situation. You kind of just told me.
Well, when I called up to tell you to take my resume out, you sounded very confused, like why I would do that. And I knew that you wanted to know why, so I thought I'd tell you that the reason I can't is because I'm rich now.
Yes, you've made your point. You're rich. I got it.
All right, hey. The answer is no.
I have no idea what you're talking about now, okay? I have things to do. You're wasting my time.
I'm talking.
Telling me how rich you are. I'm just, what?
I'm talking about the flirting and the fact that you want to go out.
What?
Well, the answer is no, because we don't know each other very well, and I feel like you're going to only be interested in my money.
Is there something wrong with you? Is
no.
There something?
As a matter of fact, everything's right with me. I'm rich. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I know that.
And that's what I'm saying. The dating world is going to be hard for me now. I know that you're flirting with me, but I think it's just because of the money.
Are you out of your mind? What is wrong with you, you sick person? No, nobody's flirting with you. I'm actually getting incredibly aggravated. I actually have you in front of me right now. I punched you in the face.
Did you say getting
so annoying?
Incredibly excited?
No, I said aggravated. Do you know what that means?
I think that means aroused.
Don't be a smart ass with me. And you know what? You are absolutely annoying. No, you shouldn't even bother wasting your time.
You know what's funny is I feel like this conversation has been all about my money, and I'm very uncomfortable with that. I want to just remove my resume.
You started the conversation about your money. Nobody asked you about your money. You just called me up and said, hey, I'm going to taunt this woman about how much money I have so I can make her feel like crap, so I can waste her time, so I can ruin her day, so I can give her a freaking heart attack, because that's what I feel like I'm about to have right now. If you don't tell me why, I'm still on the phone with you.
Oh, because it's a prank phone call.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your boyfriend Eric set you up.
Are you kidding me?
No. He said you were having a bad week at work and wanted me to have some fun with you.
Oh, my God. This was a joke the whole time?
Yes.
The whole time?
Yeah, the whole time.
Oh, my God. He knows what a crappy week I've had.
All right. I'll let you get back to work now, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, real quick.
What?
Did I mention that I'm rich?
Oh, my God.